Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. You know, they had the legislation to protect gun manufacturers from these frivolous lawsuits. It'd be like if somebody bought a Ford pickup truck, drank a bottle of Jack Daniels, and ran over somebody, and then you sue Ford, you don't criminally charge the drunk. Well, now, Republicans and Democrats are adding on bans of full metal jacket ammo, basically. Gun show shutdowns, private sale shutdowns, the reauthorization of the assault weapons ban, and we're scheduled to have Larry Pratt right now. Do we have Larry Pratt, Stephanie? We're getting him on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so they're been passing these amendments into the bill, and there's some more amendments they're passing, and Bush says he will sign it. And so we can continue to be pathetic idiots and call this conservative, or we can wake up to how serious this is. Believe me, it is massively serious. Also, there is a huge plethora of news that's coming up as well. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the air. Hello, Emmett. Good to talk to you today on the show. Well, I'm doing fine, Emmett. How are you today?
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I heard on the radio this weekend that you get emotionally upset and charged up. It causes hardening of the arteries, and a lot of younger people are dying of heart attacks.
From what?
From emotional upsets and getting charged up. Don't get so fired up that you give yourself a heart attack.
I don't know. You know, it all depends on the personality of the person and their genetics. I mean, I know 95-year-old men that bounce off the walls and get angry at everything. And I know people that live the life of luxury and exercise and run, you know, 5 miles a day who have heart attacks at 35, so... But yes, statistically, it's not good to get upset all the time, but it's also worse to hold it in, statistically, in the medical studies I've seen.
Right. We are not alone on radio. Tex Mars, your buddy, this weekend program he had on...
Skull and Bones expose, and he's joining us this Friday.
Oh, good. Well, he was talking about John Kerry or John Cohen. What is his real name? Who is he, anyway? He's Jewish, but he goes to Catholic Church.
Well, I mean, these people are all chameleons. You know, Bush says he's a, you know, this, then he's that. Oh, he's a Christian, but he worships at the Muslim shrine. And it's just more chameleon behavior. Thanks for the call. We've got Larry Pratt with us, connected, I believe, via the newfangled ISDN line. And so... we'll break here, and we'll come back with Larry Pratt. Then we'll get to Ann and Charles and Brock and Bob. And we'll get to Bob after we're done with Larry Pratt, because I'm told Bob disagrees with us on some issue, who knows what. But we'll talk about the state of gun grabbing when we get back. And why aren't they repealing any gun laws? You know, we've got Republicans running the Senate, the House, so they've got the legislative. They've got the judicial with their Supreme Court that says they follow the orders of the UN now, very conservative, of course, and then we have the executive branch that's doing nothing but exploding the size of government, going after our guns, arming China, arming North Korea, covering up for Pakistan, and telling us that hamburger jobs are now manufacturing jobs and that exporting jobs is our new export. So, and you've got all the neocons on talk radio running defense for Bush, who's basically Bill Clinton on steroids. So we'll break, and we'll come back and talk to Larry Pratt, who's in the middle of a big legislative fight right now. We're honored to have him from Gun Owners of America. We'll plug those important websites and news alerts for you as well. We'll just have Larry on for one segment. I know he's very busy. Then we'll come back in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes from now, and take your calls and get back into the big stack of news I haven't even covered yet.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are witnessing the total betrayal of America, as Ron Paul said back on July 10th of last year, by the neocons and their friends, Chuckie Schumer. Joining us is Larry Pratt, who is a real conservative, a real American patriot, the founder and, the head of Gun Owners of America. And we'll give out those websites and contact info. Everybody should sign up for their legislative alerts so you're aware of what's going on. Larry, we've got one of the NRA minions, the senator up there, trying to get his armor-piercing ammo legislation in place. We've got him passing amendments this morning for loopholes and for assault weapons ban. What in the world's going on right now?
Well, Alex, it's very... disappointing to see the disarray in the Senate. They frankly didn't employ some of the rules that Frist has frequently used in the past when something was important to him in order to block the progress of the legislation if it would get loaded down with bad amendments. But
oh, so
one,
now I'm even kind of hearing it in your voice. Oh, well, they're just idiots and it's going to pass. And
well, it's passing the Senate, but I don't think it's a slam dunk in the House, and the message to the House has to be very clear that the liability bill by itself, any amendments should be killed. Nothing is acceptable as an amendment to that liability bill. The liability bill, frankly, is only a slight help for the manufacturers and the dealers.
Oh, of course. They're not going to give us anything.
No. it would leave in place the overwhelming majority of the lawsuits that these folks are already suffering from. And so the passage of that is worth no gun control. Not that anything is worth any gun control, but there's just not a good argument even on some compromiser's frame of reference. It's a very bad situation, and the Republicans have allowed themselves to be put on the defensive. And, for instance, their defense...
Oh, yeah, we're on the defensive. Open borders, we're on the defensive.
Exactly.
Patriot Act, we're on the defensive. They're behind it. They're disgusting.
At no point did any of the Republicans come to make an argument that the trigger locks kill people. They could have referred to Mary Carpenter, who's a very articulate, outspoken grandmother whose two of her grandchildren were killed because guns were locked up in the house and the kids couldn't get at them to save their younger siblings.
Oh, that was the guy running around with the hatchet in California?
Pitchfork. Came into the house with a pitchfork.
Right.
He barricaded the ways out of the house, and when he got in, he thought he had a turkey shoot, and the older kids, actually any of the kids, all five of those kids knew how to shoot a gun, but under California law, Dad was supposed to have it so they couldn't get at it, and by golly, they couldn't. And so two of them died because of locking up your safety. Well, this was the good version of the bill that passed, quote unquote.
Let me tell you, if I was 13 years old and somebody came in with a pitchfork, that person would be dead. When I was 13, I was a better shot than I am now. I would have shot that guy repeatedly upside the head.
I expect both of us had a little bit sharper vision a few years ago. But what this law does is say that first of all, a manufacturer has to sell a trigger lock with a gun. I'm still looking in the Constitution. I can't find that. And then it says that you're not liable to a suit if somebody takes the gun and uses it criminally if you have the trigger lock on it. Well, what that
also sets the precedent for regulatory control, you know, quote, safety standards, kind of a California-style deal.
Well, that's right.
This is all very dangerous.
That will come next. But in the meantime, it says that if you, by implication, it's saying if you don't have the trigger lock on the gun and some punk uses it, then they can sue you because you didn't have the lock up your safety on it.
Exactly. And so Bush has said he'll sign this. He's made noises he'll sign it if there's even amendments, added goodies put on to the assault weapons ban. What happened this morning? What passed this morning?
Oh, everything. The semi-auto ban was renewed by a vote of 52-47. The amendment that is intending to kill gun shows passed 53-46. And the... I believe Mr. Craig's ammo amendment also passed, so we've got him in the position of renewing, and I'm not even clear myself yet whether he slightly expanded the armor-piercing bullet ban, but the fact that the good amendment...
And that's a member of the NRA, by the way.
Well, it's pretty disappointing that...
I'm sure you heard about the NRA in North Dakota blocking a Vermont-style carry. They were going to pass the law, and the NRA said, no, we're not for guns if they're not registered. We're very conservative.
Well, it's passing in New Hampshire, hopefully. It's already passed the state Senate there. The House has a bill, which I think...
And, of course, the NRA had their D.C. Lawsuit they lost on purpose, where they said, we're for registering all the guns, and shouldn't be able to leave your house with one. I'm telling you, I mean, the NRA is secretly run by Hillary Clinton.
It's certainly going to have to show its stuff to kill any of the amendments in the House, because...
Well, it has shown its stuff.
There's no
Benedict
way...
Arnold.
If that bill leaves the House with any of those amendments on it, it will either die in the Senate from a filibuster, or more likely... it will pass and go to the president and be signed, because whatever the president has said about his concern about having a clean bill, look, he had concern about, he enumerated six different things that would cause him to veto the speech ban, the
campaign finance
incumbent protection act, yes, many are the ways we know it, and all six were in the bill when it got to his desk, and he went ahead and signed
it. And then the conservative Supreme Court upheld it.
Yeah, that was really a delight, because everybody knew they were going to save the politicians from themselves. Well, it didn't
work
out.
Well, I predict they're going to pass amnesty. I predict they're going to pass this gun control, and then they're going to pass even more. And I predict they're going to turn America into a total police state, and we're going to learn to love it. And I predict people are going to pull over their SUVs, get out with their cowboy hats on, walk over and turn their guns in. I predict we're jellyfish scum.
Well, certainly the curriculum in the schools would not be against what you're talking about, because...
Well, I'm angry, Larry. I mean, aren't you angry?
I think it is a very, very sad day, and these politicians need to be dealt with. We need to remember who they are. Now, good thing.
Well, they're
going to
say, what you going to do, Larry?
Georgia.
You going to vote for Hillary?
Yeah, well.
Might as well. At least we know. I mean, Republicans would be angry if this was the Democrats doing this.
That point's been made by others.
Bill Clinton passed the assault weapons ban, and they lost the Congress over it. This time, I just can't handle it anymore, Larry.
At least it was a tie vote when the Democrats had the Congress, and Gore had to break the vote. They didn't even give Cheney a chance to vote. There wasn't any tie vote this time. But one thing that was, you know, among the disasters that were happening, George Allen did vote right. And he had for 4 years been on record as having flipped from his position as a congressman against this kind of legislation. Well, he flipped back, and that's a tribute to the grassroots in Virginia who really poured it on.
Who are some of the traitor Republicans that need to be removed? And I don't care if the Green Party's put in, folks.
Well, one of the worst, one of the most visible, was Mike DeWine, former FBI agent, senator from Ohio. He was out there giving all these reasons why the police state needs to be built up. He is a very dangerous guy. He comes across looking like a professor. But he is bad news from the get-go. Also, Mr. Fitzgerald of Illinois, but he's been pretty bad all along too. This is Collins and Snow of Maine. They went against us. Lugar of Indiana. That's Mr. Council on Foreign Relations. That's
a disgusting worm.
Nothing new. Probably the biggest disappointment, and what could have been, you might say, is Judd Gregg of New Hampshire. He voted wrong. Even Sununu voted right. Judd Gregg has shown that he's not a Republican.
They ought to get together and go, it's my time to stab him in the back this time. Sununu, you vote against it, okay? I mean, I'm so sick of these people. What's the website? It's gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org. And as you said earlier, that is the place where people can get on the email alert list.
So where does it go from here? I mean, it's going to go to the White. I mean, if it passes the House, probably will. Looks like it's staged. They're probably threatening people's kids right now to get this passed. And then it's going to go to this to Lord Bush, and he'll sign it. And then Rush Limbaugh will hail it as conservative. And
well, if it goes to Bush, you're absolutely right. I think it will be signed. I do agree with that. So,
well, Larry, you know, we're the liberals now. We're the
well, the fight is definitely in the House, and folks need to be sounding off to their representatives. All of them are up this year, and that does have a little bit of an effect when they.
Larry
hear from
Pratt,
folks,
will you be telling us who the key people are in the House?
You bet. We're going to be putting out an alert probably this afternoon, but certainly we're going to have a series now updating people on what's going on.
So when is that fight coming? Next week?
I would doubt it would be that soon.
So a month from now?
Between now and a month from now, right. It's
of course,
going to take
a black ops squad getting ready to do a mass shooting somewhere right now, too. So.
Yeah, well, that would play into their hands beautifully, that's for sure. But this is something that is the I think it's the key issue right now. You name some others that are also equally important, but right now this is where the fight is.
If the guns go, it all goes. And again, another right-wing terrorist, George Washington, said that. Larry Pratt, I want to thank you for joining us. We'll have you back up. Gunowners.org. God bless you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Herald Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Herald Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Herald Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Herald Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Herald Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
We've got to get mad. We've got to get angry. We've got to stop putting up with Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham and all these people. Because they're the ones that get up on the radio and talk about how bad the Democrats are and how evil they are and how socialist they are. We already know that. But you heard Larry Pratt, a bigger margin than the 1994 assault weapons ban. A bigger margin. It was tiebreaker time with the vice president. Masses of Republicans voting for gun control. Bush saying he's going to sign it. I feel like puking. Remember telling Larry a few months ago, they're going to pass it, Larry, they're going to pass it. And he goes, oh, no way, no way, no way. I told people Arnold was going to be the governor when he said he wasn't running. Oh, no way, no way. What the Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bones want and the Bilderberg want, they get. This trash has electronic CIA-run voting machines, everything. They're taking over. We got to be honest about how bad things are. We're about to go to Ann and Barack and Bob and Michael, Michelle. But right now, and Ray and others, Bob in California disagrees. So go ahead, Bob.
Morning, Alex. Listen, I wasn't really paying attention to the morning part of the earlier part of the show because I was out. But I did hear the show yesterday, and before I start spanking you and get you all riled up, I was curious if you could give me the name of the guy who was getting railroaded into the gulag down in Arizona.
That's Casey Nethercutt.
Okay.
Nethercutt. And the governor just said, we're not saying why we're arresting you, you're just... Homeland Security, they've been down there exposing the illegal aliens coming across the land, and we're just going to, and they already grabbed him for 56 days and put him in solitary confinement in a prison. They don't charge you, they just take you right to a prison.
Yeah, I think we need to contact the media, at least I'm going to. I'm going to call whoever I can to see if we can get this thing brought to light.
Yeah, that's important, right. And I'm glad folks are concerned, but what do you disagree with?
Okay, here's why I disagree with you. The other day I also heard a call from some patriot who wanted to go shoot everybody, and you got pretty harsh on him. You told him that he needed to smarten up and whatever. And the thing I have to disagree with you about under that particular issue is that this guy has a place. We need to not discourage him, just like he cannot discourage you. You're the communicator. When you're in a unit in the service, you don't shoot your radio man. You need him. Just like the radio man needs the guy to protect him, the guy who was out front.
Look, you heard when I mentioned to Larry Pratt, they'll probably go kill a bunch of school kids, the government will, and he didn't disagree, he just laughed, because they do that, folks. I mean, the feds have been caught, and this is part of a Northwoods-type plan, and no matter how horrible that sounds, it's the facts. And, the last thing we want is somebody to go off and blast a bunch of idiot FBI agents. I'd rather expose those FBI agents as criminals and watch the system have to put them in prison, which it's been doing, by the way. And the last thing we need right now is violence.
Okay,
hey, they start sending army trucks around and arresting people and doing what they're setting up for. You're not going to have to wait for orders from headquarters, folks. You can just go to the sound of the guns. I'm not going to their FEMA camp. That's the end of the discussion. But if these cops and FBI and military want to keep going down this road, want to help flush America down the toilet, they have to worry about their bosses, not us, because this system eats them alive.
Yes, sir, I can't agree with that. We just have to pick our fights and know when to get out there and do it.
Okay, so you agree or you disagree?
Well, I'm not sure. I kind of disagree. I just don't want.
It's easy.
Want the community to fight them amongst themselves. There's people out there who are aware. We can't be picking on each other. We need to concentrate on the enemy.
There's
going to
be people that come out that I don't agree with, and I'm going to have to tell them I don't. I mean, you notice these guys that call for violence are always the ones sitting there telling me to go do it for them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Ann in New Mexico. Ann, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
I'm glad to see you're on a blowtorch WWCR.
Oh, you can hear us better on WWCR.
Oh, yeah. Say, a couple of comments and then a question. The word conservative is nothing more than a cloaking device.
Well, it is. It means gun-grabbing, open-border promoting, UN-supporting trash brain.
Yeah. And then you asked... the father of that student, what the change agent police would do. Well, he would make a note in the student's dossier. So that's noted.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I mean, I was not joking when I said that principal's now got a one-way ticket to a FEMA camp.
Yeah.
Those cops will sit there and kick that principal's guts out and stomp his guts all over the wall and talk about how it's for the homeland.
Weston.
You want to add some more?
Yeah.
Okay, you can add some more then. Yeah, these people will kill you in a minute, folks. They love it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete. It's so superior that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. Besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Got a bunch of news I will get to here in just a few minutes. We're going to finish up with Ann and Brock and Michelle and Ray and Mick, and then that's it for calls. I'm going to go to you real quick. Finishing up with Ann in New Mexico. Ann, the point I was making is you got this good principal that tells the police who have law enforcement classes, they're brainwashing classes in most high schools and junior highs now. The student says, I don't trust this government and this system, so they want to arrest him. They want to kick him out for his thought crime.
Well, Alex,
and my point is, if these globalists win, good people like that principal, the smart criminals, let me finish. The smart criminals, they go and they join the military, law enforcement. They get that uniform on. They go out and enjoy themselves. And that's what we're facing here with unlimited tyranny. Go ahead.
I have a serious question here. Speaking of track and trace nanotech, here's a scary thought. You were mentioning killing people. would the RFIDs be able to respond to remote command for total control and possible extermination? In other words, are they designer smart chip?
Well, I mean, the general RFID tracker chip is just to identify.
Well, it's passive, but can they be smart and respond to a command?
Well, of course, the government can make basically whatever it wants.
Wow. Well, here's something encouraging for you, Alex. In the world, ye shall have tribulation, but our Master said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So Yahweh bless you, Alex. You're a warrior. You really are.
Well, you guys are great. I'm just fighting the New World Order. I can't stand these people. We're about to go to your final calls and get to some of this other news and a recap of some top stories. But right now, let's go to Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts. And Debbie, good to have you on the broadcast with us.
Hi there.
A lot of crazy news, a lot of bizarre stuff happening right now. We've got our government down in Haiti overthrowing governments. Talk about bad water. Haiti. Debbie, we've got some new specials for folks, and people need to take advantage of this. How do they do it? How do they stop drinking the poison?
Hi there, Alex. Yep. How they stop drinking the poison is by getting a Berkey water filter. And one thing I did want to do was explain to people the difference between our Berkey water filters, the gravity filters, and let's say a reverse osmosis or something like that. Because what sets the Berkey water filters apart is that we leave in the beneficial minerals that are healthy for your body. We take out the contaminants, but we leave in the good stuff. And that's been a misinformation kind of thing for people throughout the years, that it's a good thing to drink pure H2O, but it's not really, because your body needs the calcium and the potassium, the good minerals that are in the water. Nowhere on earth do you find that God gave us water that's pure H2O. And I think God knows how he's doing it, you know, but we want to get the poisons out. And the Berkey water filters really do leave in those good minerals and take out the chemicals and the chlorines and all the bad things that are added to the water. So that's a real important reason why you want to get the Berkey water filters. And you can get them by calling me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438. And I'm here 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday Central. And if they get my machine, I try and call people back right away. But it's really important to realize how good this water is. The specials for the month are you can get the Berkey Light with the lights. And we have a new VHS tape and a CD that we're making available, because we're not only concerned with people getting good water, but we really do want to be sure that people are prepared in case of an emergency.
And this new video gets into how to protect yourself, how to prepare your house.
It does. It's actually been researched and designed by professionals, but it's being taught on the video by a homemaker. So that while you're at home taking care of the family, you can prepare your home in case of a potential terrorist attack or some kind of biological problem.
Or a natural disaster, and folks get a free copy of that when they get the Berkey without the lights. It's a great system for $199. Or if they get the Berkey with the lights, they get a Sport Berkey portable filter, and they get the CD or VHS tape, so that's a great deal. You also still have the portable water filter bottle, a sports bottle deal for, $5 for $99 and $12 for $199. That's an amazing deal. Each one of these does 600 refills. And these folks also are big sponsors for the Global Shortwave, and they're made in America, so you're doing a lot of things at once. Stop drinking the poison, support the broadcast, and get something made in America, which, again, we apologize over. We know nothing else is, but we're trying here. Listen, Debbie, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to talking to your listeners.
You're awesome. And if you want to talk to her, 1-888-803-4438. Okay, let's go to the calls. Bam, bam, bam. Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you could say in a nutshell, if possible, what is going on in Haiti now and how...
I was about to do that. I mentioned in the first hour. In a nutshell, for some reason, Aristide, who was a horrible demon, who they admit his government was run by the U.S. government. He had U.S.-provided special forces as his guards for the last decade. And he told the world... he was surrounded. They pointed guns at him and said, you will come with us, or the rebels that we control will come in here and kill you right now. And they pulled him out, and then Powell said, that's not true, and lied to us to our faces. And now the country's going to descend into total bedlam. The group they just put into power is even worse than Aristide, has murdered 5,000 people in the last 2 years. They are the head voodoo sect. They're called the Cannibals. They're a satanic devil worship group. Folks, I'm not joking. It's Haiti, okay? And that's who's going to run things now, and they're going to create some hellish system there on top of what was already going on.
What will the point be, on the globalist military-industrial complex? Like, what are they trying to set up? A situation so bad that America will have to go in and change the government and control it?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's just a process of taking over third world countries. I mean, they're already doing it. And so they put sanctions on Aristide for no reason. They blocked the country. They caused a major crisis. This is just what they do. And now they're taking full possession of it. It's clear that Aristide hadn't been jumping high enough when they snapped their fingers.
And so it's basically just America having a means of control to get the New World Order
coming. Well, I wouldn't even say America. Yeah, the bankers.
So they just want to get the third world in subjection so the bankers can influence what the U.S. will do and the stronger nation.
Well, the point is, it is a coup. I mean, I've got literally 20 articles here. It's admitted now. But again, that's the back of the paper while Powell says, oh, no, it's not a coup. We're not involved, and that's the truth. You know, he said that's the truth. And so it doesn't matter if they get caught being liars, because it's just lying now. Everything's lying. Just you know how it works, Brock.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, Columbine, was that not an arsenal? Did they not have a whole factory?
Yeah, that takes an hour to go through.
Oh, okay.
But that was a federal operation. The children saw other men, full-grown men, doing it. The whole thing was completely staged.
Well, that
the sheriff and the principal, you know, had left that day. The school was 45% empty, and there was a tunnel under it, and they had over 100 bombs inside, and the SWAT team wouldn't let children run out, sat there for 4 hours, shot at least six of them, and that's mainstream Colorado newspapers, shot children as they tried to exit. That was a federal op.
And what was the purpose? Just to
remember, they had the NRA convention that next week in Denver. The gun grabbers were meeting in Louisiana for the big gun grab push. And so every time there's a bunch of key gun legislation on the table, a bunch of mass shootings take place.
So the Columbine was a government operation?
Yes, right down to... I mean, it takes hours to cover it, but yes.
And so what was their purpose? And just to get the control of guns by creating...
Operation Northwood says we'll shoot people and frame patsies. I mean, we have U.S. government documents talking about it. I mean,
the whole purpose is to enslave the public to what we want to put and force upon you. Is that basically the final sort of...
Yeah, and turn the schools into prisons and barbed wire fences and biometrics and police dogs and paddling on the parents and ID cards. And it's just a total shift into the super Soviet Nazi society.
How far away are we? Like, where do you see the next... Where do we go next, like in the next couple of years?
They've got about 90% of the total control grid in place now. It'll be in total place within another year to 2 years. Then they've got to condition us to accept it so people can start disappearing, and it's already started, and so it just becomes normalized.
So it's just more and more...
And that goes for your country, too.
Well, I think our country's probably further ahead than yours because...
No, it's about the same point. Hey, good to hear from you.
Thank
you. I appreciate it, Brock. Michelle in Rhode Island. Michelle, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Great.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed seeing, well, I didn't enjoy it because it was bad news, but Police State 3, Total Enslavement, at the Castle Cinema here in Providence, and it was great to network with some other patriots. I think they sold out the theater there, so it was wonderful to meet other people that were like-minded, and it just reminded me what you always say, you know, we outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1, and when do you think Genesis is going to organize a march on Washington?
Well, if somebody organized a march on Washington, the feds would detonate a truck bomb and blame it on the march organizers. That's something they couldn't ignore. A lot of useful idiots and well-meaning people and then feds, people across the spectrum, have called for this big patriot march on Washington. But if we did that to, quote, expose the New World Order, they would either totally ignore us or, I believe, they would detonate a truck bomb and then try to blame it on us.
Wow. That's heavy.
Well, you just got to know how they operate, then you'll see what they're up to.
Well, I plan on making, I've got
it. But listen, you've already marched on your governor who publicly tried to pass the Sedition Act to arrest anybody that criticizes the government, and that was in your major papers, Providence Journal and News 10. And you guys took action. He apologized and claimed he hadn't read the bill. So we're marching on our capitals and our city councils and our school districts. And that's where the fight is, not between John Kerry and George W. Bush.
Yeah, the local level is more powerful, I hear you. All right, thanks, Alex.
Hey, listen, so it was fun meeting all the like-minded people.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all came from different backgrounds. There was even a black man there. There was only one black man there, and I went up to him. I said, hey, brother, it's good to have somebody of color here. Bring your friends to the next showing, you know?
Good.
So that was good. There's old people, young people, some people brought their kids.
Are there a lot of black folks in Rhode Island?
Oh, sure, yeah.
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 I mean, if you go to one of my events, I mean, you know, everybody's there, old, young, black, white. I mean, it's everybody loves freedom.
Yeah, there was even a Spanish lady, and she requested the videos be done in Spanish. I wasn't sure how you felt about that. But
you know, I just don't have the time or energy. I probably should. Thanks for the call. Yeah, people, I got emails asking me about how the movies work. You know, I didn't ask for anything for them to show the film there at the Castle Theater or for the radio station too, because the radio station has me on the air there. I know there was a lady on the West Coast, because I talked to theater owners who made about $100,000 last year showing Road to Tyranny. I frankly don't care. I'm not in this for money. I just want people to see the films. I do need to make bigger and better, more professional films and then try to officially put them in theaters. But again, that takes millions of dollars and millions of dollars of promotion. So via the grassroots, we're able to do it. Now, the radio station did buy some of my videos and did sell some of them there, and they'll be doing that next time. And so in a way, the show does get supported. That's all secondary to getting the word out. That's why I do this. I mean, I really believe what I'm saying. These things are really happening. It really is this bad, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is, I have something I'm going to try to put forth in a maybe a better positive direction. And years ago, I had someone on the street that I was trying to get off the street. He's a very bad person. I spoke with a police officer and worked with him for a little while.
You know, let me talk to Stephanie for a second. For some reason, the calls sound distorted to me, kind of weird. I'm having trouble understanding them.
Can you hear me now?
A little better, but...
Okay, I'll try to talk a little louder.
Well, maybe you shouldn't breathe on the phone receiver.
Okay, is this better?
I guess, just...
Okay, anyway, the police officer, what he did, he worked with me for a while on this person, and I gave him some information, and it clashed with his records, and he checked on it. And the next day, he was supposed to get back with me. He didn't. I went to him. And when I went to him, he said, if I were you, I'd lay low and hope it all blows over. I'm not telling you what to do, but if I were you, I'd lay low and hope it all blows over.
Concerning what?
Concerning getting this person off the street. Well, years later, they finally... You know, it ate at me, and I went over to his home, and I got pretty good at finding people, so I went to his home. He says to me, how did you find me? And I said, well, it doesn't matter, I'm here. And he said, yes. And I said, here, I gave you a gift. I brought you a gift. And I gave him the gift. And it was a book. The book was called Contract on America, The Mafia Murder of John F. Kennedy. And he looked at the cover. I didn't say anything else. And he says, let me give it to you straight. I'll go after any thug on the street with a gun, any of them. Doesn't bother me at all, toe to toe. Doesn't bother me. But when it's someone who'll go after my family, what am I going to do? So that was the end of the conversation, kind of, you know. And so what happened was...
So the police wouldn't go after a criminal because they were afraid.
Because they're afraid.
And that's how it works. They won't speak out against corruption in the department because they're afraid of the other police. It's just cowardice breeds enslavement.
Right. So what happens, though, is now I understand... What he needed was a refuge, and we should have been building him that refuge. When people hand out your tanks, what they need to do is say, our officers, our military, need a refuge. So is it... In
well, see, they're told by the police state that the refuge is the beast system.
Right.
Well, we need this for your safety.
Christ taught us something different.
Yeah, I understand, Ray. Thanks for the call. We'll take one final call and a few final news stories. When we get back, and stay with us, folks. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. And I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight Central. Be sure and join us. We'll be back.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
By the way, you know, this show just doesn't go out on the AM and FM dial or the internet. The first 2 hours during the daytime show from 11 to 2 go out on 94.75 WWCR. We're trying to get a third hour. And then at night, the second 2 hours on 3210. That's from 10 to midnight central. Mick in Arizona, last caller we have time for. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Ev?
Fine.
Hey, have you heard about the free gun locks our local police officers are handing out? I guess all you have to do is go down to the police station, tell the nice police officer about all the guns you got, where you live.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. And when people do that, they get questioned. Sometimes they get raided. I've had friends that were dumb enough to go do that, and then later, you know, the cops going, "What you got? You got something illegal?" Out in Arizona, they also have knock and talk. They come to your door and go. Dallas has this too. They go, "We'd like to talk about your guns." Usually, while the man's gone, they scope the house out. Usually, middle class. Well, yes, officer. Well, mind if we come in and look at them? This is America, folks. They're inches away from confiscating them. You understand that?
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, I took an article about a series of bombings back in the 60s in Tucson. Did you get that?
No, I didn't.
Anyway, it was it looked like it was a bunch of mob families bombing each other. But anyway, a state investigator caught two of the bombers, right? Guess what? They figured the FBI agent. And then old JFK...
Hey, how did you send me that article?
It was like 3 weeks ago, probably.
And you mailed it in the mail?
Yes.
It's probably in a big pile. I probably missed it.
Anyway...
I'm going to go back and look for it. So this was in... Where were these bombings taking place?
In the 60s. Back in the early 60s. And it looked like it was mob warfare, but a state investigator caught two of the bombers. Yeah, and they figured...
Man, that's very valuable. I send it again in case I lost it.
Yeah, I'll try and get it. But they fingered the FBI agent... And here, old J. Edgar jumped in and shut the whole investigation down, citing national security. Yeah, the image of the FBI is national.
Hey, it's real simple. They get more power out of killing us. We beg them, so save us, save us. Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Miami Herald's reporting they were going to send more private mercenaries to defend Aristide. The U.S. government blocked it. They did kidnap him at gunpoint. That is admitted. And then Powell doesn't care. He'll just lie to your face, even when it's public that he's a liar. On the West Coast, they're paying $2 a gallon, paying $1.70, $1.65 here in Austin. And we got more oil than ever, just a big scam ripping you off. Homeland Security has its first birthday, but critics say citizens aren't safer and there's nothing to celebrate. And, that's just some of the news, my friends. Just some of the news. We're out of time. I really love you guys and gals to death. I'm honored to be your host. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors, our listeners, God. I just want to thank everybody. And for the yuppies out there that want to deny what I'm saying because you're cowardly and want to deny how serious things are, you want to be lazy and not face up to what's developing, I feel sorry for you. And you ought to love your children. You ought to love humanity more than that. You ought to face the horror. For those that want to face the horror and do something about it, for those that want to take action and support this show, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published a book, I carry other books and videos by amazing, insightful researchers and authors, and you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the books and the videos, the DVDs. You can call toll-free to order them or to ask any questions at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos, make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes, and educate people. They're waking up 90% of those that see them. 90%. You can't ask for numbers better than that. Well, I guess 100%, but I'll take 90%. I think we can win with those numbers. It's up to us, though, to expose these murdering demons.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.